One, two, three, denim, go.
I declare a thumb war.
I declare a jean war. Friday.
It's Friday.
Big thank you to everybody that came out to San Diego.
How much fun was that?
That was a blast. We had a crazy day.
You taped your Ferguson.
I did a Ferguson set, and then we raced down to San Diego to make the show. And you guys were there for a late Wednesday night, school night show. So thank you very much to everybody that came out. I think we'll have that episode to air shortly, but not yet. So anyway, that was a lot of fun yesterday. Again, thanks to everyone that came out. We are doing it again, I guess I would say, tomorrow. Saturday we're going to be at the Ice House. Get away from your family. It's holiday weekend.
Oh, it's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah.
You hate your family as much as we do.
Of course. 7:30 at the Ice House in the Stage 2 room. We are doing the show 7:30 p.m. So you can also, if you can't make it to the show, you can watch it for free streaming. And what is the link for that?
It is http://.
It's not a backslash, it's a regular slash.
Fuck.
I don't know. I'm asking. I'm not
saying.
I think it's just slash.
/.
I think you're right.
www.cogo, that's cogo.tv/yourmomshouse. If you type that into your electronic computer, your dot matrix DOS program, it'll bring up a screen and you can watch it for free. And you can donate to the show if you want to support us. You can bid on all kinds of things like signed t-shirts or shout outs on the show. It's a fun way for people who live in like Finland. We got an email from a guy that lives in France.
We sure did.
Yeah, we get emails from all you guys who are like, I live in Kenya and I love your mom's house. Well, now you can watch us.
I have that fantasy, you know, living in France. I'm jealous. You
mean where the naked ladies dance?
I mean, all that shit goes down. France, I really romanticize that experience
too.
In my head.
Where would you live in France? What part?
I mean, you know, I'm an artist. I need everything. I need the city impact. I need to be around Paris. And then I need to go down to the Riviera just to unwind.
So like,
the energy.
If we were doing international house hunters, you'd be like, Tom wants to live but in the city and by the sea. Christina wants a traditional countryside manor.
Yeah, I like when they do I like when they do the demands and they're like, but they're only willing to spend $500 a month. No. And he's not willing to compromise for his pool and his 6 bedrooms that he wants oceanside.
My favorite is when the Americans go to Europe and they're like, "What? Wait a minute, this ain't big enough. I can't fit my recliner back here, my bark lounger.
What's this taste like? It don't taste like what?
Ribs?
It don't taste like ribs, that's right.
What is this, asparagus?
We had that guy in my study abroad program when we were in Spain, after the first week, like after you split, you arrive, you meet up, and then you split. Like after a few days of like getting to know stuff, everyone kind of goes.
Sure, sure.
But then you meet up again, especially towards the beginning. It's like a week later. It's like, how has your week been? And this one kid was like, you know, I guess everything's all right, but the one thing is that we are fucked on food. And we were like, what do you mean? He was like, I mean, the food is terrible.
In Madrid.
Yeah. In Spain, like without a doubt, one of the culinary capitals.
By far.
That, you know, the cuisine they produce. And he was like, yeah, man, it's fucking horrible. So we're like, what are you doing? He's like, I just eat a Burger King every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what about when, like, the lady, because you live with, like, a señora, right? Like, an older lady.
Yeah.
What do you do when she puts out, like, lunch and dinner? I mean, I just, you know, I take a few bites, or then I'll just throw it away in the garbage, and then I go down to Burger King. Yeah.
And that's why they hate us. That's why every country hates Americans.
Because of that guy.
It's that one man.
That one guy, yeah.
What's
Joseph? It's always one guy that fucks it up for everybody. Yeah, we're at the Ice House. Come see us if you're around, or come watch the show.
Come watch it streaming free.
And then next week, I'm in Cleveland at the Improv in Cleveland. I'm there Thursday through Sunday.
I like your French pronunciation.
Please, if you listen to this show, please, and you can come to the Cleveland Improv, please come to the Cleveland Improv.
Look, he's burying his bone with the imaginary.
If you're in that greater area, just please come out.
Look, Tommy.
Yeah,
Leo's burying his bone, but he's pushing dirt on it, and there's no dirt.
I know, he hates
it. It's so fucking cute.
No dirt there.
He pushes the imaginary dirt.
Look, the next week, we're going to Vancouver, or as you like to say, Vancouver.
And that's not what I say.
What do you say?
Vancouver.
Oh, that's right. Well, we're going to do the podcast live April 30th. There's only going to be one shot at that. Please come out if you can. And then the rest of the week, we're doing stand-up at the Comedy Mix. All shows are at the Comedy Mix, so come check us out. Where do you go when do you go to Addison?
So then Addison Improv, April 24th through 27th.
Oh, that's next week.
Addison Tejas. Addison's really, what is that, Dallas? Yeah, it's really Dallas. And then you guys, this is very exciting. We have just added this date for Your Mom's House live in Denver, Colorado at the Dark Lounge. Get your tickets now. And also May 9th, we're doing Your Mom's House live at the Highline in Seattle, Washington, 9 p.m. show.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets. June 6th, 9 p.m., I perform stand-up comedy alone, but never alone in my heart, at the Fun House in Portland, Oregon. Please buy tickets and support this show. It's a new paradigm I'm trying out here.
It's going to be awesome.
Just a one-nighter, and I really would love it if you guys would come out and support. Also, hey, if you haven't been there, go to www.yourmomshousepodcast.com and see what's there.
Yeah, it's all new.
All new. And Tommy, what did you, your suggestion, which was brilliant.
We finally found a home place to add clips. So everybody's always asking for links. Like, where can I see this? I want to see the video that has that audio. Well, it's very basic now. There's only like five up, but we're building and there'll be additions. So if you keep checking, like, check this week, check next week, you'll see new clips. So we'll build a library so you can see the clip
origin. Did you
origin.
Hear that?
Jesus Christ.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Did it register?
Yeah, it registered.
You want to know how these big tits fart?
Yeah.
You just did. You found out.
Please start saying that as your lead in. The next time feel one, I'm talking about strangers.
Okay, yeah.
I want you to turn to them and say, do you want to see how these big tits fart? And when they go, what? You're like,
rip.
Yeah, and then they'll then be like, that's how.
Shit. Okay.
That's fucking gangster as shit that you did that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there's a super show. Again, it's going to be added coming to Toronto. Toronto. And I believe those tickets are on sale. It's in July 12th. So we'll look for that on the site too. All right.
Oh, no. Don't move on yet.
Okay.
Also, you guys, on this new site, we still have our Amazon banners up.
Oh, yes.
Please do your Mother's Day is just around the corner. Buy your mom. What are you going to buy your mom? Some rocks?
I'm going to buy her some alpaca sweaters to remind her of home.
I'm going to buy my mom a bag of snakes. I don't really like her. And buy your shoppings there. You know, like if you go to Amazon normally, here's how this works. You go to your mom's house podcast.com, click on our banner, and it takes you directly to Amazon. And like there's a secret special HTML code so that Amazon knows you came through our website. And all it does is like give us a tiny percentage of your purchases. So if you're going to buy a fleshlight or what was it, the Rude Boy?
Naughty Boy or the Rude Boy.
rubber bands, condoms, lubricants.
It's all there.
It's all there, and it kicks back some money to the
Somebody
show.
Just tweeted us that they bought some piece of technology, so we thank you for that.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah. That's a huge item purchase, and it really, really means a lot to us. Thank you to those who have already done it. Please continue to do it.
Thank you, guys.
It really helps.
It does. It really does.
It really helps.
It really well helps out.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Mmm. Kaboom.
Bow.
Let's do this again. Ready?
Okay.
Let's do this again. Ready?
Yeah.
You ready to start the show?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this.
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mama in the fuck is dead!
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
What is going on?
I don't know. It's like...
I see.
There's no bass in it or something.
Sounds weird.
There's no bass in that music.
This shit is big time!
No.
That's weird.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
There you go.
Your mama in the fuck is dead!
Well, welcome.
Welcome. There we go. There's a mom's house.
With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura. And Christina Pajitsky. Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
I could listen to that all day. What was that?
I don't know, man. That was, I'm sorry. Blue Band Script. This is,
I like that. Whatever that is. I love it.
This is, somebody sent us a girl singing opera.
I love it.
Yep. It sounded a little different than that.
I'm a good singer, though. She's a really good singer.
Yeah.
I'm not as good as her.
Yeah, see if I can find more of her singing.
What is that song?
Dun, dun, I don't know. And then
I love this so much.
And then it has where she sings. Because you do this and then you actually have to sing the words. Right?
I like how she sings.
Yeah, well, hold on. It gets worse. Hold on.
Oh,
What?
You know why it's not good?
Why?
She's retarded.
Okay. All right. Listen, this show so far, we're going, listen, here's what we've made fun of. Foreign accent syndrome.
Yeah.
People with Tourette's.
Yes.
We dropped the N-bomb a lot on this show.
I think you're in the lead, but go ahead.
Who else have we made fun of? People with mental illness.
Yep.
Gigi Allen. And now retarded people.
Well, we're not making fun of them.
We are.
I'm saying.
We're celebrating them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I want to just say how bad they are at singing.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying it objectively. I'm not saying it to like, hey, you know, I gotta get on, make a point about this. There's not like a thing I'm going to make fun of to, you know, on another level. I'm just pointing out that this isn't good. You can't just say this isn't good.
So what you're saying is you're going to divorce the artist from the art. You're not going to be like, oh, it sucks because she's retarded.
Right. I couldn't put it the way I wanted to. Right. That's what I'm trying to articulate. I can't get it out. Like, you could objectively say, Tom, it wasn't good the way you explained that. That wasn't good.
That was retarded the way you explained that.
Right. So all I'm saying, anyone listens to that and goes, that was a terrible explanation, I would have to go, yeah, you know what? It was, and all I'm saying is that this isn't good, you know? It's not good.
It's not as good as the kids of Whitney High. Those kids really had something. But this girl does have a talent.
This is a different girl.
Oh, it's different?
Yeah.
I like the other one, dude.
You like the opera singer. I feel like it wasn't as good as you're giving it credit for.
God, what is that? No, I know it's very popular. I'm such a... I love it. This is my favorite. There we go.
I think it's pretty bad.
I love that.
Really?
Yeah, I would listen to that.
I would not.
Sounds like Edith Piaf.
I feel like she might be, I don't know. I think
what,
she's,
Tom?
Well, I think they've misled her into thinking that it's such a really good job.
How many views does it have?
I don't have that video up. I mean.
But when you recorded, like when you ripped it, did you?
I don't remember. I don't remember that one.
What does she look like?
She looks retarded. She doesn't look not retarded.
Okay. Oh, like our eyes super close together, far apart.
I mean, you know, she's big. She's pretty
forehead.
Big girl. She's a big girl. Big, you know, she's not hot, if that's what you're saying.
Oh,
is she hot? No.
That's what I was asking. Yeah. Is she hot? Would you bang her? Would you have sex with her?
Yeah,
definitely. That's number one, a number one question on everybody's mind.
Is
would
like,
you sleep with her?
Yeah, there's God. A bunch here. Do you want to hear a young child try that has a disability sing?
What kind of disability?
I don't know how to put it.
Foreign accent syndrome?
No, it's not. No.
Okay, let's hear it.
Nah, it's too much.
It's not. Now you're going to draw the line?
Yeah, I think it's too much.
You've already introduced it. How can you pull? You can't pull out
all right.
of this now.
Okay,
oh, boy. Oh, go. Now I'm begging for it. Now you have to. Okay,
yeah.
I see how the logic goes.
It's not, but again, it's not good.
Yeah.
But it just sounds like a young kid.
Yeah.
All kids sound like this.
Toddlers, yeah, sure.
But this is what she'll sound like when she's 25, too, you know?
A big hell squad last
God.
Sounds a little like Webster.
A little like Webster.
I heard a little City Connection there.
Come on, you did not.
I heard just a little bit of City Connection. Wing, wing, day, oh, why ain't that good tonight?
You think he
dance,
sounds...
Dance, yeah, retarded.
Well, he does not sound retarded.
Yes, yeah.
What are you talking about?
He's got the little person voice, you know. Wing, wing, day. Oh, why? Listen to City Connection. Play it. I'm telling him it's my ringtone. I hear it
all
every
right.
day. There we go. All right.
Wing, wing, day.
Come on.
Tonight.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
See?
He's retarded? Webster's retarded? I'm a cultured dancer tonight. 3D connection. Let's go out for what's gonna do, what's gonna do, what's gonna do. I don't want to connect too many dots, but you know who else they sound like? If you, they kind of also sound just like.
Fuck me in my ass, man. Fuck me in my ass, man.
Here.
Wow. Wow. Baby, 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 ain't no chica cake. Fuck me in my ass, man.
Is there a better song in the last 35, 40 years than City Connection? Can you think of one better song?
Stop it. I'm going to be...
What? Can you
I
think of a better song?
I can't believe you just said that. I can't believe you... You said that with so much conviction.
I was totally serious. You're That's like, why I said that with conviction.
Wait.
There's two songs. That wait. Song and...
No!
This would be a good one, too.
Come on,
I know,
dude.
So that's maybe number two, but number one?
Yeah! Come on.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Listen. Here we go for the rest of it.
Yeah. See? Gonna do, it's gonna do. We're going now. We're making fun of little people and retarded people.
Little black people.
Little black.
Don't forget.
Oh God, you had to throw this in there.
Well, I mean, it's fucking Webster, man, and he's singing in Japanese.
Stop it. Stop
so
it.
There's another layer. Stop it. Another layer.
I could listen to.
I mean, what else could be said to heighten the offensiveness of this? What do you think could be said?
White niggers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Thank God the FCC doesn't police podcasts. Like, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. So,
episode.
Hold on. This is the most offensive episode we've had so far.
You think
right?
so? No, not yet.
Babe, we dropped N bombs.
We did not.
Made foot. You just said white N bombs.
I didn't say anything. That was a senator.
Uh huh.
It was.
City Connection with.
Why are you saying that I said it? I didn't say it.
You said it because you pushed the button on the soundboard. It
well,
was
I know, but
your...
I said what could be more offensive. I said what could heighten, but I don't say that I said it. I didn't say this is Senator. I think this is Senator Byrd.
I've seen a lot of white niggers in my time.
I didn't say it.
He does have a point.
Yeah.
He has probably seen a lot of those
yeah,
in his time.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And then there was retarded people singing.
What possible?
One was a child.
Right. What possible context did the senator have to say that phrase? What possible realm of possibilities
is it blowing your mind a little
have
bit?
Cause to say that in public and have it recorded? Really have it recorded is the real.
Well, recorded would almost imply that he didn't know somebody was there. He did this during a news interview.
Wow.
A sit-down interview.
Cool.
Where they asked him about mm-hmm. race relations. Mm-hmm. And that's he said, oh. I think that we have better relations these days. And here, I mean, I'm not explaining it.
Race relations.
They're much, much better than they've ever been in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
That's good, right?
I think we, this is my personal opinion, I think we. Talk about race too much.
Okay.
That's the old white guy's opinion?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think those problems are largely behind us.
Oh, cool.
I think we can all profit by our mistakes.
So you're doing all right here. All this stuff, you can be like, oh, that's this guy's opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're still in the clear.
Yeah. It's the old white man's opinion that right. racism's over. He's right. like, I don't know what you but fucking N-words
are. Right now, it's, but see, you know, he's not there yet. It's still shielded in that, like, I'm just trying to move on.
Come on.
That's what
guys.
It's shielded in.
I'm
right now.
Tolerant.
Yeah. It's all
loving white old man.
And he's like, you know, let's not focus on it as much. And you go, like, all right. Like,
settle down.
Yeah.
Darkies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we've reached a new plateau.
Okay.
And I think it's going to keep going upward.
And you're like, this is the same old political rhetoric. There's
that
nothing.
Understanding and race relations. But I think
yeah.
we. I just think we talk so much about it mm-hmm. that we helped, I think, create somewhat of an illusion.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about it does ruin the problem, make it worse.
Kind of
yeah.
boring.
Yeah. I think we try to have goodwill.
Yeah.
My old mom told me, Robert, you can't go to heaven if you hate anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Boring. Bored.
We practice that. Mm-hmm. There are white niggers.
Wait, hold on. What?
What
did you say? What did you say? What are you? Well, I thought we were talking about your mom in heaven a second ago. What did you just say?
I've seen a lot of white niggers in my time. I'm going to use that word.
Well, I'm sorry, and then he goes, I don't use that word?
Now, if you want to use that word, but he brought
but
up
he does.
The word. Right.
He really does.
If you want to use, or if I want to use it, which I do, which I just did, because I want to use it.
Some people say niggers, like me. Some people don't, but
now,
I say it.
If you hate to say it. That's what he's one of those, you hate to have to say that if, I guess you don't have to, but if I want to and I have to, then I'll, well, let's just move on.
There are white niggers.
Wow.
I've seen a lot of white niggers in my time. I'm going to use that word.
If you want to.
But uh-huh. we just need to work together to make our country a better ground. And I just soon
yeah.
quit talking about it so much.
Now, after our conversation Friday, I went back to visit with Senator Byrd, and mm-hmm. he said...
Let me see. Let me guess. Was it a big accident? And that it just... What? I just didn't mean it. But I, you know... This is. I was trying to make.
There was
a point.
A term I used in our discussion
a
of
term. Which
a term?
Race relations that people may misconstrue. His office has put out the following statement regarding that. It is, quote, I apologize for the characterization I used on this program. The phrase dates back to my boyhood and has no place in today's society.
Dates back to my boyhood.
Back when we could just say what we wanted to. Now you guys all talk about it too much. No. Can't just throw that word around anymore. It's a real bummer.
Yeah.
You guys got stop talking about it so much.
Making it a problem. I just assume I didn't have to be problematic.
I mean, there are white niggers, and then there are niggers.
If you want to make a thing about a thing, y'all ever heard a retarded girl sing opera? I mean, is that not retarded? Oh my God.
I mean, I love his logic. Like, just stop talking about it, guys. I mean, the problem goes away if you just stop talking about it. You guys talking about it so much makes it keep going. God.
Every time these fucking black motherfuckers want to say the same shit. It's like, fuck. Mm-hmm. No, I know what you're saying.
Just let it go like it used to be back when the whites stuck with the whites and the women just cooked and cleaned.
I get it. Your dad or granddad got killed for no because he's black. I mean, shit, I'm tired of hearing it. You know, move on, man.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Where, where, where?
God damn.
Come on.
Say the same shit every week.
Equal rights, civil rights, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
I ain't got no job. Well, neither fucking, I didn't have a job. I got a job, man. Fucking grow up.
Our ancestors were slaves. So what? Suck it up. Move on. Big deal.
Jesus. He's unbelievable.
Big deal.
That is unbelievable.
You got to work harder. Wow.
Sadly, he died.
Oh. Mm-hmm. When? Do we know?
A few years ago.
That's too bad. What a real treasure.
Yeah.
Too bad. He's a real treat.
Would you like to know a little bit of history behind him?
What a loving, wonderful man. I'd like to know more about him.
Okay. Well,
Man, I just burped up garlic. I had Mediterranean food for dinner.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they give you that garlic paste too that comes with the hummus. Mm-hmm. I'll fucking dollop that shit like an ice cream scoop.
You know, I fucking, you sounded just like a girl we're about to play a clip of. You sound just like a girl we're about to play a clip of. But I wanted to tell you.
Stupid.
Fuck, I'll dollop that shit, you know. Fuck. United States Senator from West Virginia is where he was from.
Oh, West Virginia is very tolerant, yeah. Very open-minded.
In the early 40s, Senator Byrd recruited 150 of his friends to create a new chapter of the Ku Klux Klan.
What? That guy?
Yeah. According to Byrd, a Klan official told him, "You have a talent for leadership, Bob."
We had a new chapter. He initiated a whole new chapter.
What about right here? I mean, we can start one right here. Come to my house. Meetings can start at my house. "The country needs young men like you in the leadership of the nation," he later recalled. "Suddenly, lights flashed in my mind. Someone had recognized my abilities. I was only 23 or 24 years old," he said, "and the thought of a political career never really hit me. But strike me that night it did. The night that somebody said you should open a new chapter of the Ku Klux Klan." That's when I was like, I have leadership in me.
You got to open your heart to hate. You got to hate.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. In 1946, Byrd wrote to segregationist Mississippi Senator Theodore Bilbo. He wrote, "I shall never fight in the armed forces with a Negro by my side.
Cool.
Rather, I should die 1,000 times and see Old Glory trampled in the dirt, never to rise again, than to see this beloved land of ours become degraded by race mongrels. A throwback to the black specimen from the wilds." He wrote that to Senator Theodore Bilbo in 1946. Cool. But the thing is, later on, I realized then that I had misspoken and I got misinterpreted. It's a quote, but it's not a quote of, it's not the full quote. It's just, it's part of this, the letter I wrote. It has things that I thought and said. I know now that I was wrong because someone just told me in 2005. I know now that I was wrong. That took him to 2005.
Back then, we were just allowed to hate. Now it's politically correct.
Yeah.
That's really neat. That's really neat. And what's really neat, I like when white people blame black people for slavery.
Now,
like, guys, it was your ancestors, particularly white Southerners, P.S., who had fields to plow that brought black people here. So
now let me ask you this. After hearing that about him, I mean, how long do you think he was in office with that kind of mentality?
In West Virginia?
Just
him, were they shoot moonshiners?
How long?
Guy named Tickle wears denim overalls and no shirt.
How long do you think he held office?
I'm going to give him a long time because I think
would you guess
when did he start? Give me the start date. Well,
he began holding office on January 3rd, 1959.
He had a nice long run. I would say well into the 80s.
Yeah, he stopped June 28th, 2010.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I mean, how do you explain the longevity of a career like that when, you know...
I've seen a lot of white niggers in my time.
There you go.
So unbelievable. I gotta say, if you are a black person, I can't imagine why you're living in West Virginia. I can't imagine. It's just... fucking blue line. They hate everybody there. They hate women. They hate everybody.
You've really taken a stand on places the last few days.
You know what it is, man? It's that I've performed in the South, and I like the people as individual people, but culturally, dude, it is not a comedy. If you got a ski on the end of your name or your skin's not the right color, forget about it, man. You're an outsider. You're a big-time outsider. It's very difficult culturally to blend.
A lot of people went to his funeral.
Sure.
Jesus. No, I'm saying the president went, President Obama went.
To this fucker's thing?
To Vice President Biden went.
Oh, hell.
President
no.
Clinton went.
Oh, hell.
And they all sent the memorial service for Byrd in West Virginia. So they all made the trip there. Jesus.
Negative. I'm surprised Obama did. I mean, I guess he had to, but.
Does he have to?
He's a president. He has to be above it. He has to.
But why do you have to go to everybody's funeral?
You know, Martin Luther King, he believed in using love to defeat hate, to diffuse hate. That is the higher road.
Mm.
Some people are just assholes, though, man. You call an asshole. That guy's a fucking asshole.
Here's what he said. Want to hear what he said?
Which one?
President Obama.
Yeah.
He said, Robert Byrd was as much a part of the Senate as the marble bust that lined its chambers and corridors. His profound passion for that body and its role and responsibilities was as evident behind closed doors as it was in the stemwinders he peppered with history. He held the deepest respect for members of both parties, minus blacks, and he was generous with his time and advice.
Unless something you were black.
I appreciated greatly as a young black senator who knew deep inside he hated me. It's a direct quote from the president.
Yeah, and I'm guessing the senator didn't like women.
You know who Senator Byrd was? I see this sometimes. I see this like when I'm working with comics, like when I have a black comic is on, we're on the same show. An old white guy will come up to us after the show.
Yeah.
And after, out of nowhere, right? They'll be like, that was a good show. I enjoyed the show. I'm like, thank you. And they'll just kind of linger. I'm like, why is this guy? Like, I can tell he's lingering.
Yeah.
And then the old white guy will kind of look at the black guy and he'll go, knew a black fella in I used to work with, and he used to drive a Chevy. And like the black cop would be like, okay. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. Just thought of him for some reason. Like old white guys will do that.
Yeah.
They'll quote the black thing they know.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always kind of weird when an old white guy compliments you on your stand up. Because on the one hand, you're like, I don't really
want... You don't want to win him over?
You to be my demo, dude. Like, I'm pretty sure you drop N-bombs. Not ironically, not in... You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not sure you should be on my team, dude. You don't fucking like me.
When they're the only ones that come up to you, like when old dad boners, and they're like, we think you're funny. And you see, like, young people walk by, and you're like, oh, shit.
Dad boners are the best.
Yeah.
Me and my work group.
Now,
Jerry in accounting, he's funny.
You know what I got this past weekend?
What?
Or, yeah, last weekend was I got a guy, goes, I enjoyed you. And I go, thanks. He goes, yeah, I'm the one that like kind of crosses the line in my group. And I was like, cool,
yeah,
man. He's like, everybody's always telling me that, you know, I took it there. I was like, uh-huh. He's like, why did Michael Jackson?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, oh, no. He dropped one on me, and I was like, yeah, you took it there, man. Definitely took it there.
You know, it's funny, Michael Jackson, and you mentioned City Connection being the best song of all time.
Last 40 years.
You're saying City Connection holds up against Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Blows it out of the water.
Michael Jackson's Off the Wall?
Just absolutely levels it.
George Michael's Faith? I believe that won like a million Grammys.
I'm saying it you know, rivals Beatles.
Whitney Houston, she won a bunch of shit too when she was alive.
Rolling Stones.
Stones.
Houston.
City Connection.
Madonna,
yeah. Prince.
Prince. Diana Ross and the Supremes. Wherever you want to go. Fucking Webster did his thing. He did his fucking thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a song that kind of grows on you, and I like it so much. It is my ringtone now, and I just love it every time my phone rings. I hate it when my phone rings normally.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's you calling because it's your personal ringtone.
That's mine?
Yeah, but
no, I've heard it when other
for
people
other people.
Call.
Originally, it was
other,
yours.
Some of your side squeezes and your side pieces.
My side pieces.
Yeah.
Who's my side piece?
You get some side D.
Let's talk about it.
I don't fucking know.
God, could you even imagine? I couldn't imagine letting another man ejaculate inside of me.
Yeah, I can imagine. Swelling up just thinking about it right now.
Remember when we were listening to Dr. Laura Berman on the way home from San Diego?
Yeah.
And that lady, that wasn't Dr., it was just Oprah radio. And the lady was like, and then my husband murdered my two children.
Oh my God.
And then he tried to kill me.
Dude, that was the most horrific audio I've ever heard. Like, just saddest shit I've ever heard.
But why were you laughing? Like, what? And then why did you
Well, I mean, it's funny to think about.
Right.
That, you know, he couldn't kill the wife. You know?
Because that would have been easy for you.
No. That was terrible, man. That really fucked me. That I thought about that today.
Really?
Yeah.
When you were jerking off?
Yeah. Right before I finished. I was like, I kill his family. Yeah. No, it was super sad, man.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. So crazy.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about sad things. I don't want to talk about negative or sad things.
You know what's really fucked up is that that lady was like, there was no signs. He was like totally normal. Like, no,
but everybody
not.
Next to her said there were signs. That was the indicator. Like the mother-in-law, the best friend, they were like, oh no, there were signs.
Jerry was an asshole.
Like, I had no signs.
Yeah, that's the thing is like,
they
always are like, he was totally normal. I mean, yeah, he was bipolar, manic, depressive, but I mean, he would go through these mood swings where he would break everything in the house and then start crying. But other than that, you're like,
I bet he would cry in the shower.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
He cried in the shower.
Yeah, she knew. She fucking knew.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When did you record this for us? When did you do this?
Mom, this ain't, man, no. I don't feel comfortable here. Do you get what I'm saying? You got 8 hangers, okay. You know what I'm saying? There's 1 shower, there's 2 bathrooms with a curtain, no mirrors. And, man, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's no privacy. You hear me? It's no motherfucking privacy. I'm good off this. When I got someone at home that's willing to take care of me and wife me and, you know what I'm saying? This ain't me. You know what I'm saying? If I had my own TV show, hell yeah, I'd probably love it. You know, but this ain't fun. This is me not being comfortable. I just don't like it, so.
That's a shame.
White niggers.
Oh my God. You did not just do that.
This girl.
Babe, this show has crossed the line.
No, it's not.
You just, oh, wow. She is a total fucking weirdo.
No, no, that's not what I was, what? What are you saying? That's not what I was saying.
She's a total weirdo. It's from Bad Girls Club.
What the fuck is that? That's where they like just, they get like girls with terrible personalities, bad attitudes, and they just film with booze in a house, right? And they're like, just be cunts. There we go. Cameras are rolling. Cunt it up.
Yeah. And this started on the Oprah Network, I believe, right?
What?
Yeah. This was originally not on OWN, but on the other one that she.
Oxygen?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was called Bad Girls Club, and it's basically a bunch of fucking retards fighting. There's absolutely zero intrinsic value to the show. I have a really hard time watching it because it is like fuck ups.
Yeah.
Hitting each other. It's so hard to watch. But this girl, yeah, that was a conversation with her mom, and her mom was like, why don't you just stay? Like, come on. Like, what do you mean? Sad you're wasting this opportunity. Like, what opportunity? So your daughter can get into fights on television with other white trash? Like, what are you talking about, dude?
She,
it's crazy.
She did throw in some YKWIS, though. So she's throwing her hat in the ring. And sadly, it's our fault. We haven't got a chance to really calculate. There was somebody offered to calculate everything.
Yeah.
I definitely need to get on top of
that.
You
got to get on that.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's very important work we're doing.
We're trying to do the Lord's work here. Figure out.
Obviously.
Now, how do you feel about somebody else throwing their hat in the ring?
wait. Before we move on.
Yeah.
I liked her use of privacy.
Switching from the street slang to the Queen's English and dropping some privacy on us. Let's hear her give it a spin again.
Mom, this ain't, man, saying? No, I don't feel comfortable here. Do you get what I'm saying? You got eight hangers. Okay. You know what I'm saying? There's one shower. There's two bathrooms with a curtain, no mirrors. And man, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's no privacy. You hear me? It's no motherfucking privacy.
Privacy.
Yeah.
You know, you get what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You talk like that. You sound like her.
I sound like that, bro.
Yeah, you sound like her.
Bro.
Bro, come on.
Dude, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
There no,
you
no
get
fucking,
what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I got a man back who's going to wife me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You got it? You know?
You know, I'm like eight hangers, no mirrors. The mirrors.
You could look in the mirror.
She's so white trash, this broad. Jesus Christ. I get it, though. I've done reality show. Believe me. Like, when I did Road Rules.
Yeah.
There's no privacy, but I did one stupid fucking challenge, and they took the doorknobs off of the bathroom so that you couldn't lock the door and you couldn't take a shit in peace. Mm-hmm. It's very stressful to be in a house with people on these reality shows.
I bet
it's not
it is.
Fun. It's not a good time. She's right about that.
Dude. I know what you're saying. I see
you know
what you're
saying.
Mean.
There's no privacy. You know
I
what I'm
know
saying?
What you're saying about privacy.
You
now,
know what I'm
okay. A guy who, somebody else, she obviously is throwing her hat in the ring. Yeah. She knows, wants us to know if we know what she's saying. A hockey player named Mark, I don't even know how to say his last name, Schaefel.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Mark S. He is in an interview. Now, he doesn't say the full, you know what I'm saying, but he does say, you know, which is essentially, it's shorthand for you know what I'm saying.
It's a variant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you guess how many times he says, you know, in an interview?
How long is the clip?
A minute 28.
It's a long time. That's I'm going to go for like 57.
Wow, that's really a lot. Let's see what he does. Let's see, Mark.
You know, obviously, we didn't get the start that we wanted to, and, you know, we left them in the game, and, you know, it showed a lot of character, you know, coming back, and, you know, ended up winning 6-3. So, you know, it's definitely a lot of character, but we got to calm down on those, slow starts for sure.
For you personally, I mean, lots of bumps and bruises today. You played through it, but how are you feeling, and how did you get through it?
You know, I'm feeling good. You know, I just had to, kind of take a little deep breath, a few deep breaths on the bench, and, you know, just, cool myself down, not get angry, not get anything like that, and just, you know, focus on the game, focus on what we had to do, and that was win the game, and, you know, I thought the whole team did a good job of that.
As a player...
This is amazing, because I thought this was going to be a mashup. It's just a straight clip. It's just straight from the interview, even with the interviewer speaking. So you actually have to trim time off the video when you calculate his you knows, because he isn't even speaking for the whole clip. This is remarkable. This is a discovery, and we are grateful.
Was it confusing at times with the officiating out there, not knowing what was going to be called?
You know, we just had to go out there and play our own game. You know, it's not our job to, officiate the game. Our job is to, try to win the game. And, you know, that's what we had to focus on. Jesus. I think a lot of the guys did a good job at that. And, you know, I think that shows a lot of character by us.
Did you get a good look at Anthony? He said he felt it was clean, but did you get a chance to see him?
You know, I kind of saw it. I can't really get a good opinion on it just because, I didn't really see it that much. But, it's on our hands. So, you know, we just got to look past it for sure.
You guys were down to 10 forwards for a good portion.
It's still going, and it's still not over.
I'm counting. I'm keeping an
you
active
are? Okay,
count.
I can't wait.
Portion of the game, that really does show your versatility with all the guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know, everyone's everyone's willing to play every position. Everyone's willing to, do the best for the team. And I think that shows a lot of character by the boys. And, you know, I think it's a good sign for sure. We were able to, if we're down players, we're able to, step into a different role and, play it. And I think it's definitely a very good sign. Thanks, Mark. Thank you.
What do you got?
Hold up, dude. I got to count this shit up.
You need your calculator?
I need an abacus.
Yeah, that was impressive. I have no idea who he is, but he's definitely, he's part of the conversation. We're not just going to cut him out because he doesn't use the full. I think it's the same thing as you feel me, you smell me, you dig, you get what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, you know. It's the same intent.
It's the same lane. So I got my number. Again, this is just off of a initial hearing of it.
Yeah, let's see. I'll tell you if you mean I know the number.
So oh,
I,
you do?
Yeah,
okay.
But I want to know if you can do it.
You
off.
Know?
Yeah.
I got 34.
Wow, you're really close.
Okay.
It's 36.
Oh, okay.
There's a you know count on the screen. That's the only reason I know.
I was off my initial guess by 23.
Oh, really?
I guess 57.
Right, that's right, yeah.
But that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And a lot of white guy you knows, which is really interesting. We got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, from white people today, which is nice.
Yeah.
Kind of mix it up.
Oh, mix it up? All right. Well, let's see if there's some you knows in this interview here.
Them goddamn pimps.
Shut up, bitch.
Hey, what's up, man? MCT pushing the bay. When you think of Oakland rap, you think of the Oakland Pioneers.
Because I think he has a variant, too.
I think of Oakland, period,
like
the
does,
town.
Yeah.
This is.
I'm going to guess Oakland has some, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I feel like this has a variant, too. This is Drew Down.
I think of one person. Drew Down, what's up, baby?
What kind of what it
is? Sorry.
Well, it's the Coca-Cola man, bitch. Can't
Drew Down? Jew Down.
No, not Jew Down.
Oh.
Drew Down.
The villain, or the real thing. Yeah, you know I got cream. So come on, a huddle, give me $10 to $20. So I can give you rocks to do you want power.
Know this guy?
Shit,
I don't know.
Man. I'm about the OGs, like man. Everyone watching knows what Pushing the Bay is about. It's about the OGs, it's about the 90s movement. Just talk about the history, dude, and what you've done for this game.
Everybody out there in the world, you know, we international, you know, it ain't just town bound. You know, we everywhere, you feel me? Ray Jeans, you feel me? And my little brother, Yuck Mouth, you feel me? Numbskull, you feel me? He'll be out soon, so free numb. You know, we got a lot of things going on right now.
He's dancing between the you knows
so
and he feels
crazy.
Me.
So crazy.
That's what I like, when you can dip your toe in both waters.
Now today, but you know, in history, I am history. You feel me? I don't talk about it really like that. You feel me? But I am that one who been out there since '89. You feel me? Right after Too Short, Father Dime, you know, and Banks, Pooh Man. You know what I'm saying? And Diddly Dog. Rap.
And he dropped. You know what I'm saying?
That was a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, so Drew Down also in the conversation.
Wow.
Also in the conversation. Now, there is one other thing. Oh, by the way.
That guy was amazing. And who's Yuck Mouth, which I'm not sure is a very flattering MC name.
Yeah, come on. You don't know that for real?
DJ Yuck Mouth?
No, is he's not a DJ, no.
But aren't they all MCs, DJs?
Well, some people are.
Mic controllers, MCs, Yucks.
Yeah, he's, there's Yucko. We were trying to get Yucko the Clown on, remember that?
Yucko is so famous, though.
I know.
He's way out of our league.
No, I got his email.
I'm sorry?
I emailed him.
You emailed Yucko?
Yeah.
When?
A friend of mine knows him.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me?
No.
That's a huge guest.
I mean, know. I tried to get him on.
I'm so mad about King Ass Ripper. I feel like he really fucking snubbed us, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Do you know that Yuck Mouth, though, is not his birth name?
No.
It's Gerald.
Gerald.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a pretty tough name, Gerald.
You remember the Loonies?
I'm sorry?
You remember I Got Five on It?
I got five on it. I know that one song, yeah.
Yeah. Yuck Mouth was one of those guys.
Huh. Well, that is interesting, Tom. It's not as good as City Connection, though, is it?
I don't know, man. That's one of my all-time favorite songs. I feel like that is... I love that beat. That is a... masterful beat. Like the I don't know who produced that, but it's an all-time classic to me. And this song carried me through, I want to say, ninth grade. This was it, man. This
it wasn't SWV?
This was the anthem. No, ninth grade I graduated. Remember?
Oh, my life. I remember this song. It's a good song.
Come on. This is an all-time classic, man.
Bow, bow. Bow, bow.
That's when I just got into weed in ninth grade.
You're so black.
What are you talking about?
I married a black guy.
Just chill. Let it hit you for a second.
I know this song, son. Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that like to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do these spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. You know what I'm saying? I was in Florida. You feel me? I was down there. You dig?
I was smoking and shit. You know,
let's
you know what I'm saying?
Let's take it back to what year is this when you're in ninth grade?
I feel like this would have to be around, this has to be.
You feel me?
Around 94.
That's the year I graduated from high school. By the way, incidentally, 1994, the year Kurt Cobain died. Do you remember that? That was a huge thing in white culture.
Let me see if
I'm
right.
Any recollection?
No, it's 95. This came out in 95.
Do you remember the day Kurt Cobain died?
Yeah, I remember that. Of course. It was big. It was huge news. How would I not know that?
Okay, just checking. Just making sure you have your white card. So then
Jesus.
This song comes out.
95. So I was a sophomore.
And what does it feel like for you?
I've always liked hip hop beats more. It's my favorite thing to listen to. That's what I like the most. I like it more than even hearing the lyrics.
Growing up a young black girl in Detroit.
Yeah, I heard this. It just resonated with me. I mean, doesn't it just feel, doesn't it just hit certain people?
That's what I thought. You know what? I don't resonate as much as, we were talking about this yesterday.
Right, but music, I'm saying what you do like is just something that hits you and you just like it, right?
It tugs on your balls.
Yeah.
And it says,
you don't have to think about it.
This is me right here.
That's what I'm saying. This feels comfortable.
Because you have the soul of a strong black man. This is your soul.
I don't know if that's it, though, because I feel like...
No, you do. You do, dude.
Really?
You love... I think
because I got a manicure this week?
I think your essence, like, something about, like, hip-hop culture, black culture really resonates with you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you two are oppressed, being white, upper-middle-class male from... well-to-do neighborhoods in Florida. I understand. It's the same. You guys struggle. You struggle.
I don't identify with the struggle, though. I just identify with the way I love the way it sounds.
The beats.
Yeah. It's just what I like.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I know.
When all this stuff, when I started listening, it was probably like 8 or 9, like I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when like that 80s hair music, the...
Bot rock?
Yeah, all that, like the Poison, Def Leppard, like all
shit.
That stuff. Right. But all my friends did. So a lot of them like that. And I just like this more. That's
hey,
it.
I have to smell you.
You dig me?
I didn't like what was going on in popular culture.
You said you wanted
either.
Yeah.
No, I didn't give a fuck about hair bands.
But it wasn't that to me. It wasn't that like this is I'm not identifying with what's popular. It literally was press play. I don't like that. Press play. I like that.
That same with me though. Yeah. I didn't actively go, "Oh, I don't like Mariah Carey. I just to be contrary, I'm going to like, you know, the Dead Kennedys."
Hold on. You don't like Mimi?
I don't like that stuff. No.
What's
wrong with you? No, it's just what you gravitate towards. I think because you share an ethic, like you share a, there's something about it, dude. It's your soul.
Yeah.
Just resonate with that stuff, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to start a segment. We were in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Where I decipher what rappers are saying.
Oh, it's my favorite. Yeah. Do you have a clip? I pulled something.
Oh, you
Is
did?
It that?
I don't
it's
know.
It's called Unintelligible.
No, I didn't
it
pull that.
It was from yesterday's thing, but.
I pulled this. I just wanted to know if you know what's being said
for
here.
Oh, for me? No.
Just try.
I'm
everywhere. Like, I ain't live everywhere. I'm from Park Hill Projects, you know what I mean? So he was, you know, over here, over there. So he pretty much knew everybody. But at the same time, the people that he knew probably wasn't fond of us at the same time neither because they didn't grow up with us. It's the same typical shit. You go to the hood and niggas, you know, 10 blocks away, niggas don't know you. Niggas don't fuck with you. Niggas will gun you if they feel like you in the way. You know what I mean? So we always stayed on our side. So when RZA formed this alliance, you know, the names that was brought to the table, it was definitely spoken on like, yo, I don't really fuck with ghosts. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a crook. You know what I mean? We tell it how it is. You know what I mean? But that didn't mean that he wasn't talented. You know what I mean? And he wasn't a man of respect. Ghost was always, he was both. You know what I mean? He could have been a crook, but he's one of them niggas that's coming for you. It's like, if they say he's coming, he's coming. You know what I mean? So, you know, us always sticking our head out and watching out for these niggas. Because, you know, you never know.
You got it or no?
Okay. Here's what I understand of this clip.
Yeah.
This is Tom. Yeah. Listen. I know he's referring to the RZA, the GZA, Ghostface Killah. This is the Wu-Tang Clan.
Do you know who's speaking?
No. No idea.
It's one of those members.
Capitani Cappuccino?
Nope.
Big
one of the original
Jesus.
Nine.
The King of All Rainbows?
He's making food in the kitchen.
The GZA?
Mm-mm. The chef.
Don Juan? Don the Magic Bishop. What's his name? Don Magic Juan.
Raekwon.
Yeah. Mother effer. Okay. I know he's referring to the members of the Wu-Tang.
Right.
I have no idea what it's in reference to or what's happening. Can you tell me a wise one?
Yeah, I mean.
Rap Whisperer.
But this doesn't even seem like there's anything to decipher, though.
I have no idea what, like, I know who he's referring to. I'm not sure what the story is. I have no fucking idea.
I mean, he's saying that there was, you know, there was some beef. There was also some heightened confusion and confrontation because one of his associates, basically the ringleader, RZA, is somebody who was associated with a lot of people. So he brought these outsiders in for a project And what Raekwon's saying is that going to work with outsiders is a lot like being in neighborhoods with outsiders. Like, if we don't know who you are, then there's a problem. So there was that underlying tension when trying to work with these people that RZA brought in. You understand?
I can't believe you deciphered that.
Well, he's saying that, you know, they're also, they would respect who you are, like, but, you know, they might not know you, or they might know something about you that they don't like, you know? Do you know what I'm saying?
That was amazing, Jeans. That was basically like me reading Heidegger and being able to understand it.
Damn it.
You listen to rappers and you understand it.
Like, so should that be my second podcast?
what the hell are rappers saying?
Mm-hmm. Like,
maybe.
Like 3-minute episodes.
Maybe. That's really funny. You know what we need for the segment? A song. We need an intro to what the hell is a rapper saying, and then Tom Segura can decipher what rappers are saying.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Man.
It's a good idea.
How the fuck do you understand this shit?
I mean, I thought it was clear as day. You're the one that brought it to my attention. We were listening to that one clip before, I guess, when we went to Brooklyn. I played that for you. Lil Webby talking about free boozy and stuff.
No clue. Do you have the little meow that I... Oh, you may not have it on your computer because we had to delete them all.
No, what is it?
There's a clip. It's labeled unintelligible.
Oh, no. I don't have that. Let me see if I have it on this file. Hold on a second. I don't remember this at all.
I'd really like for you to take a listen to that guy and see if he can understand.
No, I don't have it. Sorry.
Well, it's on my pooter. We'll save it for the next time, and I promise the listeners we will do unintelligible guy. I need you to decipher that code.
Yeah, we should play this game more. I'm having fun with this.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Okay.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying right now? You know what I'm saying? All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. You guys wear your jeans the highest. Don't forget to check out the new website, yourmomshousepodcast.com. If you are in the greater Los Angeles area, we are going to be at the Ice House on Saturday night, 4/19. Jeans, is there anything else to say? Do you have anything to say?
Twitter at Christina P, at Tom Segura. Please follow us. You know, I get it. Maybe you're not big on Twitter, but it really helps us communicate directly with you guys if changes come up. Plus, you get to stay abreast of things that, you know, other people don't know about. You don't want to listen and miss out.
There you go.
I love you.
We love you. We'll leave you with Garrett Plummer. Mommies. Pull them up, Jeans.
Put your denim on, high and tight, right? Like Jay Leno want them. And this will be a warning. You don't like brown talk? Turn the sound off. Like now, dog. Reviewing rated, updated weekly. Done smell, done burned and greasy. It's Christina P, main mommy T-Nuts. You need to wipe down to try and clean up. Know what I'm saying? Like FIFO, take a walk with me. This is your mom's house.
Honestly.